What's up, y'all? I am back with another podcast. So I'm doing like a story time slash just like, okay, it's really not no slash. Like, have you ever caught your spouse cheating on you? And what did you do? You know, did you try to get back at them by cheating? Did you try to lay hands on them? Like, what you do? I mean, laying hands is never good. You know what I'm saying? So I don't condone domestic violence, right? But, like, what you do? Like, I want to know what you did. Like, when you found out your spouse was cheating, like, that shit, I don't know. Like, it just, that shit do something to my soul, baby. Like, you got to go. You got to go. We both cannot stay here, you know? But then it's like, you try to, I guess, like, when you've been with that person for so long, you know, it's kind of like, you know how you listen to people or different podcasts or whatever, maybe people around you, family, friends, whatever, and they're like, oh, you know, it's okay if a person cheats one time. And who book? Who wrote that book? So yeah, I'm not naming no exes or anything like that. If they listen to it, they know it's going to be them. Anyway, so I mean, it is what it is. I'm not name dropping anybody. Okay. But yeah, so the time that I caught my ex cheating, we're going to go back. Y'all, so I was friends with his friends. He was cool with some people that I talked to, but you know, like my girlfriends, whatever. But, like, he was cool. You know what I'm saying? His friends, they were cool. You know, the friends are always, you know, what I learned later on growing up. Like, friends are always going to vouch for they person. You know what I'm saying? They bestie or whatever. Which, I wasn't dumb to it. Because, you know, like, my girls will lie for me as well, too. Like, let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? We're being grown. We're being honest. Let's be honest. My girls will lie to me. I mean, lie to me. Lie for me. Like, that's just what it is. And I will definitely lie for them. So yeah, it's just what it is. Is it right? No, but men do it. So like, what the, we're not finna discriminate, but we just know what's going on, okay? So this particular time, I was so dumb, y'all, like for real. Like, and I'm still like not dumb, but I'm still like this, like in any relationship. Like, if I don't see it with my own eyes, like I'm not gonna believe it. Like, you gotta come with some concrete evidence, or I have to see it really and truly for myself. Or he gotta be telling a story, and if it don't sit right with me, because you know how those women are, you know, when men tell the stories, we like to start going into, like, investigation mode, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, were you really there? Were you really, like, what was really going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, we there. So, and most times, we be right. It's only a few times that we be wrong. Most times, we be right, because we be known. You know, men, they're dumb. They don't know. So, my ex was like, yeah, you know, shoot, my homeboy and them, they went over there, they ran this train on this girl, and blase, blase, blah. Like, you know, he's just going into it. So I'm like, damn, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? For them to do that and for her to let that even happen. And I was kind of other stuff. Again, you guys, no shade, because you know some women, they like that. You know, you like it. I love it. I don't roam that ground. So I'm just like, oh, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah, like that shit, you know. And he was driving at the time. So, you know, he was the person that was driving. So I was like, so what were you doing while they were occupying their time? This man gonna tell me. He was like, no, I was just driving. I sat in the car the whole time, letting them go and do what they do. And I was like, so you didn't go in the house at all and partake in any of these activities? He's like, nah, like, why would I do that? Like, I got you, you know? My dumb ass. Okay. Baby, let me tell you something. Really, for a second, when he was telling that story, talking about how, you know, he was pretty much the driver, and he drove his boys to the house to, like, have sex with this girl, whatever the case may be. It's like, you know, so you ain't have no dealings, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? And true, he could have been a driver. Like, some guys are just really not on it. They're not in with doing that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, first of all, this, oh, God. Anyway, it's too much going on, okay? So, you know, I believed him. I'm not going to lie. Like, a part of me was just like, yeah, right. But then it was like, okay, I believe him. I mean, I have no proof, no anything. You know what I'm saying? So I can only go with what he's telling me. And so that's what I did. So it got to a point where it started getting to the end of our relationship, and I kind of got tired of going on the emotional roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? It was finally time for me to get off. And I remember being like, we had broken up, and of course, you know, he was fighting to be back with me so bad. And I'm just like, yeah, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm good at this point. Like, you know what I'm saying? I need to heal because, baby, you don't put me through a lot. And so, and this ain't the first time that he don't cheat. Let's just be clear. So, but this right here was just like the icing on the cake for me. So, his homeboy ended up coming up to me, y'all. Yup, the homie. And no, he was nobody that was trying to talk to me or anything like that, because I already know what y'all thinking. Oh, he probably just wanted to be with you. Blah, blah, blah. All men are not like that. You know, I got another topic to talk about, because I'm going to let y'all know something, okay? Woo! Getting hot, y'all. For real, because like, it's bringing up some stuff. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to do another podcast on what I'm about to say later on. Anyway, but yeah, so I'm like, yeah, what's going on, friend? Like, you know, I said his name, obviously. I'm not going to say no. So he was like, you know, man, like, you really a good girl, like, a real good girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? I've been around y'all for a long time, you know, all he does is really talk about you, but at the same sense, like, I feel like you deserve better. And I was like, well, what you mean, friend? What you mean, friend? Let me know what you talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm trying to ease in. I don't want to dive too deep, because, you know, you get the pressure in a man. Sometimes they be like, nah, I ain't even going, baby, you done brought it this far, baby, you might well go ahead and spill the beans, you know? So he was like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, you such a good girlfriend, like, you don't deserve half the shit that he be putting you through, you know what I'm saying, you just been so down and solid, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I know that, I know, I'm the woman, I know that. So, I'm like, yeah, friend, go ahead, like, what happened, like, what we talking about, spill it. And he was like, so I don't know if he ever told you, he ended up taking us to this girl house. So he said, I already knew the story. Like, so he said that, I already knew. Like, I was already picturing this man with his pants down, pounding already. You know what I'm saying? I already knew. So I'm playing it cool. I'm like, yeah, keep going, friend. Yeah, I think I know what you talked about. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah, he ended up taking me and a few of our partners. You know what I'm saying? We ended up going to this girl house, and we all, you know, we ran a train on. Do tell. So I'm just like, yeah. He told me about that. I said, now, before you finish, he let me know that he was just the driver, you know, because he's the only person with the car. He just drove y'all there, and he sat in the car. Friend looked at me like, really? Really? He was like, no. He definitely was involved. He was definitely involved. I'm like, did he wear a condom? Did y'all wear condoms? Stop that shit y'all on. Like, and he was like, no, we don't wear condoms or whatever like that. We wear condoms. He was like, no, but he was definitely involved. You know what I'm saying? And from the conversation, as I remember, my ex actually knew who this female was. Yeah, like, for real. So I was like, okay, cool. Thank you for that information. I appreciate you, friend. Matter of fact, thanks for being a better friend in this situation. You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like it don't matter if we were young. Like, I get tired of people trying to blame young. Baby, you know what you're doing at the end of the day. You know that you have a person that care about you, blah, 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 blah. The older me now, nah, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's what it was. You know what I'm saying? But like, baby, I ain't playing that type of, we ain't playing them type of games now. I ain't even about to say what I do. But we ain't playing them type of games. Nah, baby, you're not finna play on my time like this. Like, you not. You know, so of course, y'all know I had to confront him. You know what I'm saying? I was like, so yeah, that time, I couldn't wait. You know when you're like, you can't wait that they ain't say some stuff? Because first of all, it was already pretty much ending anyway. And I was just like, yeah, I can't wait to goddamn light this man up, baby. I'm about to light him up. So I called him. And I was like, yo, so I heard about what happened, the real truth about what happened that time, you know, you supposedly took your partners to this girl house. And he was like, what you talking about? And I was like, oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I said, because see, you told me you was in the car the whole time. You ain't had no involvement. This man gonna say, I mean, I did, at one point I did go in the house because I said, oh my God, I said, baby, that ain't what you told me. You told me you stayed in the car the whole entire time while your boys was in there getting they freak out. Lying. Now you done made it in the house. So what? How did you leave that part out? How did you leave the part out that you made it in the house? What you going there to them do? What you hungry? Trying to see the bitch had cereal, some noodles or something with you? I mean, cause how long they was in there? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? But I wasn't gonna argue, guys. I trusted his friend because, in all honesty, his friend is a good guy. I mean, you know, he do what he do, but he's a good guy at the end of the day. You know, like how you have them guys, like they really be looking out. You know what I'm saying? You know, they ain't about shit either, but they really be looking out. Like they know, like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna do her dirty like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was one of them types. So yeah, and I told him exactly what he told me. Sure did. I was like, yeah, your friend told me. Blase, blase, blah, this and that third. And he was like, quiet, y'all. He was so quiet. I was like, hello? Did your mouth hit the floor? Hello? I saw he was just like, you know what? He had no trouble putting me into it. I said, so why you couldn't just be honest? He was like, you really think I'd be honest? Well, he didn't call me angel, but, you know, so you think I'd really be honest? Like, why tell the story at all, sir? I would never known about the story had you not told me. But the friend was going to tell me anyway. So that's why I always say, whatever you do in the dark, understand it's going to always come to light, y'all. That's why, back when I told y'all that story that I cheated, I can't cheat. I can't cheat to save my life. I can, like, I mean, being honest, I can talk to someone. I don't have time for that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, especially, like, now, first of all, now, it's gross. Like, I'm not doing it. But, like, back then, like, you know, I just wanted to try it. Because, you know what I'm saying? Bible cheating, like, you know, he done cheated on me. And then I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe let me see what it's like to cheat on, bro. Let me just see what's going on. And obviously, it didn't work for me because my ass, I didn't really get caught. He had an idea, and I just went ahead and told the truth. You know what I'm saying? I just went ahead and let the cat be surprised. Like, this is what I've been doing. Or whatever. And so, you know, it was what it was. But, yeah. And yeah, like that's what it is. So yeah, I end up catching him. Well, not catching him, but his homeboy ended up telling on him. And he cheated on your girl. I ought to get y'all hit Instagram next day. I was gonna tear his ass up. Now I'm just playing. It was so long ago. It's just what it is. Another here there. Another time that I ended up finding out that I was being played. And I'm gonna say cheat because it's different forms of cheating. You know what I'm saying? I do believe that, like, I believe that there is different forms of cheating. Me personally, in a relationship, I'm not talking to nobody. I'm not looking to talk to nobody. I'm not looking for attention. I want attention from my man. Like, that's who I want attention from. Like, there are good women out here, guys. Good Lord. Like, I really need for y'all to really know that. Like, shake that trauma off of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because really, y'all be fumbling good-ass women. Like, women that's really gonna goddamn be down for you and, you know, not judge you for nothing, not asking you for a penny, you know what I'm saying? And she just genuinely want to make sure that you're good, and you know what I'm saying, you well kept. Now hell yeah, you know, match that energy, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's just like some, anyway, that's another topic for another day. I'm telling you, I'm coming with that. But yeah, so I ended up finding out one of my exes ended up talking. So he was pillow talking, y'all. Talking about me to another woman. And I can't go into too deep detail, but yeah, he was, you know, pillow talking about me, talking about, you know, I just think she was only here for one reason only, and blah, 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 blah. Now, you know, so for a while, I had been feeling like this man was talking to somebody else. Like, I just couldn't really put my finger on it. You know what I'm saying? But like, for a while, I felt like that. I'm like, this man is talking to somebody else. Like, It's no way, because, like, we're not really communicating like that. It's nothing really and truly going on. So, like, who are you giving your time to? Because it's not me. So, just like us women, I mean, he let me know. Now, the type of person I am now, let me just clarify. The person I am now, I'm not going through anything. You know what I'm saying? Because what's going to come to, what you do in the dark is going to always come to the light. But I just be wanting the light to shine a little bit faster. You know what I'm saying? So, I can go ahead and make my decision faster. I don't, because, you know, you don't find out situations just like on down the line, baby. I ain't got time for you. ain't got time for that. I'd rather just go ahead and get in and get out. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm not wasting your time. I'm not giving you options for this, options for that. Again, like, in a lot of my podcasts, I always tell y'all, like, what you see is what you get. It's nothing that switches up. The only time I switch up is when you start switching up. You start trying to play me like I'm a dummy. Then you're going to start seeing another part of me. But really, that's just my exit. I'm going to be making an exit. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you're going to see the real asshole of who I truly can be. So, you don't want to see that side. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep it cute. But, like, yeah, like, I start feeling, I'm like, you know, this man is, like, giving his time to my health. So, I'm not going to lie. I did. Like, one thing about me, I'll be honest. You know what I'm saying? I tell the truth. Even if it made me look, however it made me look, like, I go ahead and say what it is. So, I know. I went through his stuff. Because I wanted to know, you know, because what I'm feeling and what I'm dreaming at this point, I was dreaming, y'all. And the crazy thing is, he woke up telling me, I had a dream, you cheated. What? Another man never crossed my mind. I'm too busy trying to make sure I'm pleasing you. What do I got? Why would I, like, and never gave this man a reason. Never gave this man a reason at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, never. So it's just, what you're doing, sir? What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, like, girl was, like, messaging him and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, this man had done cut, you know, this man had done cut his messages off on his phone. So it's like, you know, you could at first view what, you know, like, if somebody texts you, like, you will see it. He cut that off. It was a lot of that going on. So it's like, if anybody texts him, you wouldn't even be able to see it. At first, it was like, you know, I can text him, you'll be able to see it, baby. He changed that thing, baby. It was completely different. You know what? At the end of the day, it just is what it mother effing is. So, yeah, stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned. Okay, y'all, I'm back. So, yeah. So, yeah, so he changed the way you can view the messages and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, I did go through his stuff previously and saw that, you know, he was doing all this extra BS. And I confronted him about it. And first thing he gonna say is, don't act like you wasn't doing the same thing. What? That's your comeback? Because if I was doing the same thing, you're going to know. Like, you're going to tell a difference in the way just the way I act. Like, you're going to know. I'm going to tell y'all, like, there's nothing. I am an open book. There's nothing about me that's secretive. You know what I'm saying? Nothing at all. So, whatever, like, if I start talking to somebody, my man's going to know. It's just what it is. Because my focus is no longer going to be on him. Like I told y'all, I'm too old, baby. Like, I ain't got time for that multitasking. I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? I just like to focus on one person. I'm my mom. Them. You know what I'm saying? Really, I'd rather give them my time than these stinking ass men. Just to be all the way honest. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, if I do find somebody that I truly care about and want to be with, understand that, you know, by me breaking up a little bit of my time that I could be spending with my kids to give to you, you better understand that you are something special. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just honestly the truth. So, he was giving all these excuses, y'all, and I would confront him on, like, why you change your messages. He told me that's his phone, he grown. Okay, I didn't argue with that. I just want him to know that I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I noticed you moving funny. You know, and then what's crazy, y'all, is out of all this stuff, all this cheating, emotional cheating, physical cheating these men were doing, or whatever they were doing, I say alleged, well, with the first story, I say alleged, because I still didn't see him, so I still can't say whether he did or not, but at the same time, I mean, come on, he did admit to it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I don't have to say alleged, because he admitted to it, I'm sorry, y'all. It's early in the morning. Ignore me. I'm just all over the place. scratch that, because he admitted to it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really hid anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he couldn't lie because, in the first story, he couldn't lie because his best friend, homeboy, was like, told what it was. You know what I'm saying? And then, so he had no trust but to come clean. I mean, he still could have lied, but he didn't. He came clean. And then, you know, with my other ex or whatever, it was just kind of like, he felt like he could just do what he want. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, you know, shoot, I mean, I'm pretty sure you out here doing it too. What? How the hell I'm not? Who got time for that? Then what I need you for? If I'm finna be out here being entertained by other men, what do I need you for? Like, I don't understand it. Don't try to switch it around on me because you out here, you know what I'm saying, doing what you want to do. That's just all I'm saying. But then, y'all, towards the ending of our relationship, I switched it around. I was like, I just go call my man. The way he got so mad. Oh, no, baby. Remember what you said. Oh, I'm probably out here doing it anyway. So why you mad? Why you upset now? It's crazy. I'm just saying. I don't really like the tip for tap, but I did that particular time because I'm just like, yeah, I want you to see how I feel. Because I know what you were saying, bullshit. If this man knew that I was talking to other men, like how he was talking to other women, y'all already know how that go. Y'all already know how that go. Okay? We ain't even gonna talk about what would have happened. Y'all already know how that go. So, we ain't even about to play. And first of all, again, like I said, I never gave this man a reason. But yeah, y'all, that's how I ended up finding out these men was cheating, baby. You know, and it just made me so not wanna, I don't know, like, it's just scary, especially nowadays. Like, I mean, it was already a shit show back then. It's even a shit show now. Because, baby, you got these married men out here that acting like they single. You got these committed folks out here acting like they didn't just commit, or they haven't been committed to that person, that male or female, for 10 plus years. Like, still ain't married her, but still ain't married him. But, you know what I'm saying? They still, you know, stringing each other along. And like I said, you don't necessarily have to get married. You know what I'm saying? You can just be with that person. And that's just the person that you're with. Some people find it easier that way. You know what I'm saying? If the relationship don't work out, then you could just easily just, you know, walk away. Versus, you know, you got to go through the whole divorce. And, ooh, honey, y'all don't want to go through that. But that's a whole headache. It really is. Like, it took me a whole year to get out of my marriage. And I was only married for 6 months. Like, it was crazy. But I didn't know about the whole annulment thing and all that kind of stuff. Like, I didn't know about that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was newly married. So, that's just what it was. But we was together for, I like to always say, we was together for 5 years. Yeah, we was only married for 6 months. Or whatever. And then, you know, I had to goddamn jump on the other side for my happiness. That's just what it was. But other than that, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I got other story times to tell. You know, I'll see which ones I put out there. My life was interesting growing up. When I say growing up, not somebody as a child, I'm talking about as an adult. Yeah. Very interesting. But anyway, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And I will talk to you.